Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third, the left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to second to catch Moses off the bag. Tucker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Curtwright moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. There goes Appling trying to get to third. Ross throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Appling for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Wakefield moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Dietrich moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Dietrich moves to third. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Webb moves to third. QL moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Dietrich reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. QL scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. York moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Richards for a passed ball. Curtwright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Ross reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. QL reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Dietrich hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodgin. Metro moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metro scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Prince Onya now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Richards and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Wright moves to second. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hodgin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Ned Harris pinch hits for Paul Richards. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Harris reaches second base with a double. Ross moves to third. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Parsons now catching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. York hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.